You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have more questions, prayer requests, or information about the podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks. Let's get into today's podcast. I want to talk to you about a couple things going on here that you should be aware of, folks. The first thing is that what they are doing right now, and Trump is doing, Trump is making a lot of headways, if you will, and he's doing a lot of things, stirring the pot a lot, and he is making, him and Elon Musk are making some accomplishments. However, it's the American people right here, folks, that have to end up seeing what's going on, and we have to feel it and see it and be able to be the reciprocants of what's going on. So any changes, executive orders, et cetera, laws passed here in the United States have to end up going through Congress, of course. And then, of course, we, the American people, have to feel what's going on and actually be able to benefit us here as Americans in the United States. So with that being said, I just want to say he's definitely, from a PR standpoint, him and Elon Musk and what they're accomplishing so far, it looks to be good on the surface. But let me just tell you something here real quick, folks. Donald Trump wants to eventually and very quickly, probably, excuse me, you'll see the results come around late 2025, maybe into 2026. He wants to bring the United States into a digital currency. You have to understand what that involves. It's a digital currency, and he wants everybody to participate. Right now, as it stands, he wants to do away with the dollar, do away with the penny, rather, and then eventually he is going to do away with the dollar, and they're going to go to a digital currency. I know I have family members up north in Michigan, where I'm from originally, and they're used to old school. They're used to paying cash for everything. Heck, I have members of my family even still write checks. Good Lord. I mean, the kids nowadays, they don't even know how to write their name, or much less curse up. And if you was to say to one of them, well, geez, you know, I'm going to write you a check, they would just look at it like, huh, what did you give me a piece of paper for? I'm just going to throw it away. I don't want that. And I'd say, well, that's money. That's a check. They'd say, well, what's a check? They have no idea. But Donald Trump, through Elon Musk, is wanting to and will push to go to a digital ID, a digital currency, and digital ID, and he essentially wants to bring in the mark of the beast. And Elon Musk is trying to play it down because he's best friends with Donald Trump, right on cue, of course. My personal opinion of Elon Musk is open. I don't really care either way. I can't say that he's a favorite friend of mine or anything like that. That's nothing but far from the truth. Everybody in the global stage is there for a reason. And that's the first thing. That's the first thing. I want to talk about something else real quick, but that's the first thing you have to realize in the Trump agenda, is that Trump wants to bring in the digital ID. And Trump doesn't care. Again, Elon Musk was saying, you know, oh, well, if we put a chip in your brain and somebody can't walk, then it's going to help restore, or they can't move or something, it'll help restore cognitive functions and this and that, this and that, and all this malarkey and bullshit, folks. And they want to put a chip in your, just like it says in the book of Revelation, they want to put a chip in your right hand or in your brain. And the Bible warns against that. Those people will perish, as it talks about in the book of Revelation. And you have to understand that, folks. You have to understand that. And then the second point I want to bring up as well, and this is they're both very, very, very serious. I'm not saying one is more than the other, but I think this point here that I bring up now is probably a little more serious. It has to talk about vaccines in your beef. And they're doing that. They'll go beef, chicken, pork. They'll even start to do all kinds of animals. And you name the animal. If it flies, it'll be injected. If it walks and people eat it, it'll be injected. They'll go right to seafood, fish, and everything you can imagine. So you have to understand also they're lacing the food, meaning they're adding the mRNA vaccine to your beef. And again, you know, this is one of Costco's beef suppliers is facing backlash for admitting to vaccinating cattle, raising concerns about food safety and transparency among consumers. Critics like Tom Rentz argue that vaccines, especially mRNA, the ones in food, are misleading and harmful, even though the Harris Ranch uses conventional vaccines. The Harris Ranch, and this is a big ranch again that Costco uses, throughout the United States, the monster giant Costco stores. The Harris Ranch defends its vaccination protocols as part of the commitment to animal welfare and disease prevention, along with animal welfare to ensure that they're treated humane treatment. But again, it goes on to say, the article clarifies the difference between conventional mRNA vaccines used in cattle, and emphasis that mRNA are not necessarily approved for beef and cattle in the United States. So there you go, folks. And this is going on, and this article is from, I'm just paraphrasing here, from naturalnews.com. And again, that's what they're doing. And Trump, again, going back to Trump, he's going to make it look good. He's going to try to pretend, and it's going to be a hard act, because you have Elon Musk there. Elon Musk jumped the gun, came over to the conservative aisle, so he can push his chips and everything else, and he wants to get everybody chipped. So he jumped on board and said, the heck with the Democrats. The Democrats can go blow. And he jumped on the Trump bandwagon, and he's happy all the way to the bank. Because people will be accepting, especially Christian conservatives, will be more accepting because of their delusional way and their delusional view of how the world operates and what Donald Trump is all about. And people will tell me, folks, people will tell me that Donald Trump's playing 3D, 4D, and 5D chess. Well, I don't believe in that. I've played chess before, not very good. That's why I don't hardly ever play it. But I do understand chess, and he is not playing 3, 4, and 5D chess. What Donald Trump is doing is Donald Trump always ends up getting people in his cabinet, in his office, people that work for him, that are establishment. In this case, there's Zionist establishment. I mean, the whole entire cabinet are a bunch of Zionist folks, And you have to understand that. Do they want your well-being and my well-being, and do they care about God and this and that? Well, hell no. I'm just going to say it. Excuse my language. They care about depopulation. They care about making the big pharmaceutical companies rich. They care about enhancing the bottom line and the profit, which is their fat wallets. That's all they care about. And they care about...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About getting rid of you and me, as many humans as possible. Now, will they show it? No. Can you tell the way Donald Trump acts? Well, no, because he puts on a good show. So you have to understand, Donald Trump's a business owner, but he also had a long-standing show that lasted about 10 years. And again, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know, that show, and he... he had that show there for 10 years plus, and he's just an actor. You know, if you let Donald Trump talk too much, he'll never shut up. That's the point. I'm not on here to bash Donald Trump. I don't want you to get that idea, folks. But I'm here to point out things, or try to point out things, objectively. And that's what's going on. You know, they're lacing the food. They're poisoning the food. Now they're doing it in beef. They'll do it in chicken and pork. They're already doing it. But beef's the big one, and Costco is a huge, 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 because they have millions and millions and millions of customers a year. Costco's a huge, huge player on the scene, a huge player in the game. So if a supplier there is lacing the meat, and they are basically poisoning us, you have to be aware of this. Eventually, over time, and just like we read in the book of Revelation, it's going to be, there will be no escape. I'll have to keep reading the Bible. I have bad eyes, so I try to listen to the Bible whenever possible, but that's how it's going to go. I watched something yesterday. And it talked about Project Blue Beam, which has been around for 50 or 60 years or more. And they came out with that. The government, secret government, you can say whatever you want. And the secret government came out with that. That's a project to actually start and run the manipulation and the worship of the Antichrist. And how that is going to go. And I've seen it from start to finish. It's quite scary. But I seen it from start to finish. They will bring in, of course, Noahide laws, as we have here in the United States. And if you don't worship their image, worship the beast, you will be beheaded. That's the bottom line. If you don't worship their beast, you will be beheaded. And so with all of that said, you have to pay attention to what's going on here. The Project Bluebeam is a black box operation, black box meaning secret government operation, where they project in the sky, and I know this sounds crazy, they have the technology, I just seen it last night, they've been practicing and experimenting, they've been doing this for over 50 or 60 years or more, where they can put an image in the sky, they can bounce off the sky particles and clouds. They can put an image, say, example, in this country, because we're a Christian nation, one nation founded under God. They can put an image in the sky of Jesus and make the image talk. So you now believe Jesus has now returned. Okay, they can do that. They'll do that. They'll do that to the Buddha. They'll do that Buddha, Hindu religions. They'll put Muhammad, a picture of what they think Muhammad likes, over there in the Arabic countries. And what they'll try to do, and what they're going to do, and I'll get into this on another podcast, is they're going to try to basically run the biggest scam the world has ever known, and believe and have millions of people believing and falling for the Antichrist system and the Mark of the Beast system by saying that they're that like in Christianity, our Bible's wrong, and all these different religions. Again, over in the Muslim in the Muslim religion, they'll present Muhammad, and then Muhammad will be talking to you just like Jesus will be talking to you over here, and say something like, "Well, you know, all throughout my history, we were wrong. We have to come to a one-world religion and blah, 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 blah." And that's exactly what they'll do. They'll put an image of Christ up in the sky, a huge monster image, and they'll say that we were wrong and blah, 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 and the Bible's wrong, and we now have to convert to a one-world government, a one-world religion. That's the key right there. And they're going to do it. I've already seen... if I can pull that video again, I'll try to put it down in the link on my next podcast. But that's what they got going on. I mean, it's going to be scary. And again, going back to Donald Trump, he's going to be right in the middle of this. He's not going to say stop anything. He's going to just go full charge ahead. This is how the man is. And that's what you have to understand, folks. He's not going to stop. He's going to keep going. We're going to go down, and as far as inflation goes and everything in this country, we think that that he was the Savior, and he's not. I never thought that. Only Jesus Christ, God through Jesus Christ. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ, folks. He is our only Lord and personal Savior. So there, I've gave you a lot of information, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Right now, folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm asking you right now, before time runs out, we're almost to the end of the road, folks. We're almost to the end of the road. The return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is soon to arrive. He's going to be coming back very, very, very soon. If you haven't given you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, please do that right now. All I ask is you just say a simple prayer. You just say, God, forgive me. God, please forgive me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. And I recognize and understand He died on the cross at Calvary to wash our sins away for all of mankind, for all of humankind. And I pray now I accept Jesus Christ and welcome Him into my heart. And I love Him and I accept Him. And from this day forward, I'm a changed person. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed woman. And I accept Jesus Christ and I repent of all my sins. You can't forget that, folks. You must repent of all your sins, then accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And now, if you've said that prayer, folks, I congratulate you. I thank you. I congratulate you. Write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com and share your testimony, share your story. Folks, I thank you. And I have just a couple quick suggestions. The first thing I would suggest is you go out and get yourself a Bible. Get yourself a Bible. And again, if you're like me and you have some sight problems, some eye problems, go download on the Google Play Store or the iOS, the Apple Store, download a Bible app and just start reading, start listening. Again, in my case, start listening, start reading. It doesn't matter if you start at the book of Genesis or you start at the book of Revelation. Just start reading, digging into it. Second thing I would suggest before we conclude here is go get yourself, go find yourself a church. And once you get into the Bible, write your questions down, go find yourself a church. And ask somebody, a pastor, associate pastor, or somebody in the congregation if you have questions. Get your questions answered, folks. That's the thing. And keep going to church. Keep praising God and worshiping God and get the message out. I'm not a professional. Doctor, lawyer. I'm not a professional right now. I'm just a humble servant of my Lord God Almighty through Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get the message out. So that's why anybody listening to this, get the message out. The last thing I recommend is you go get yourself, once you find yourself a church, you get your questions answered through church. Keep praising God through all of his glory through Jesus Christ. And get yourself baptized. That would be a good thing. Get yourself baptized in the name of Jesus. And that's it, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/EndTimeWorldNews. That's redcircle.com/EndTimeWorldNews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. But again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. That's it for now. Bye for now. See ya. Bye.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.